Nerdversation.
Perfect. Nailed it.
That was so. We're talking about Nickelodeon on Nerdversation. That, yep, we're idiots. So, normally, one of us has an idea, or we just jump on the mic and say something to start an episode, but apparently Steven's just going to point at me.
That's your cue.
Oh, okay.
To go.
Yeah, well, I wasn't ready, so I assumed you had something, and we're just going to point at me. But this is how we're starting this episode now.
Listen, I was mid-talking, and you shushed me, so this is now on you.
I shushed you because we were about to get into a five-minute conversation that could work for this podcast.
Oh, okay.
Anyways.
So, today...
Yeah,
that's our first one on this one.
I know. I was gonna do it today for that.
We have this inside joke where when we first started this like 2 years ago,
it was more than that, dude.
Every time we started, Ryan would go, "So today,"
yep.
Every time.
That was my starter, dude.
Like 20 episodes.
It's a classic, and then you've never let it die,
and I never will.
It's a good one.
There's also another one. The that happened because we were talking about 1999 movies. And we talked about, the year was 1999, and Ryan went,
I remember it fondly.
And now, if we ever do that, you'll know what we're talking about.
Yeah, there's going to be a bunch of really random inside jokes for a while. Yeah. So,
well, that's what happens. And we want you to be a part.
Yeah.
Yeah.
New friends.
So, last time we were on here, last week,
yep.
Last Friday, we were talking about Disney Plus and some of the stuff that went on with that, and we're not going to continue with that necessarily, but it is all the rage still. And one of the big things that happened last week, and again, we do these episodes once a week, so I mean, things happen. And
yeah, we're a little slow on
so
the draw
if we're
sometimes.
Slow, it's only because these are Friday posts.
Right.
We can't get them in. Anyway, Nickelodeon
yep.
and Netflix
yep.
have teamed up to take on Disney Plus.
Which is smart for both of them because they've done it before regularly. So
they have?
Yeah, for a long time, Netflix had a super heavy Nickelodeon lineup. And then it kind of disappeared for a while.
They did used to have SpongeBob. I do remember that.
They had a lot. A lot of old stuff. Rocko's Modern Life, Two Angry Beavers, all sorts of stuff.
I feel like Netflix has been slowly losing a lot of really cool stuff.
Well, I think it's because they tried to do it on their own. They got sick of paying other people, and they thought they could do it on their own.
And they were succeeding for a minute there.
Yeah, but...
And now people are like, we want the old stuff.
Dude, I'm really stoked about it, though.
Nostalgic things are awesome.
I'm well, yes and no, because they have new nostalgia. I don't know if you've seen... I don't know how big of a... I know you were a 90s kid to a degree. You're only a couple of years younger than me.
To a degree?
Yeah, because you didn't have cable. So,
okay.
So I don't count a lot of your childhood watching. Anyways...
You know what came out today?
What?
Space Jam.
Oh, yeah.
In 1996.
In 96, yeah. I didn't see that post.
I just watched it the other day. That movie is freaking good.
I haven't watched it a long time.
Like at the time, I was a huge Michael Jordan fan.
I wasn't.
And I also liked the Looney Tunes and Taz and stuff a lot at the time. So that movie was just... Dude, if you love Michael Jordan, you would love that movie.
I still love
it. It's like got a 15-minute intro of just Michael Jordan... video shots
for no reason.
Just him, like, and then like the entire Jock Jams album.
Oh yeah, dude, the soundtrack was amazing. I remember having that.
Crushed it. and then it's got Bill Murray in it. And I never knew that the bad alien guy, the boss alien, was Danny DeVito.
That makes sense. I didn't know that.
And then it has Newman.
Newman.
That's his real name.
I don't know.
The guy from Seinfeld.
Yeah, and he's from...
Third Rock from the Sun and Jurassic Park.
Jurassic Park. He's the Barbasol guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's Michael Jordan's assistant.
Anyway,
okay, all right.
Netflix, Nickelodeon. So, I don't know if you have watched them, because again, you're a 90s kid-ish. Rocko's Modern Life and Invader Zim both got new movies on Netflix recently.
Did they?
They did. Within the last 2 months, I don't know, I think it was the end of summer,
my kids and I sat down and watched them. And, dude, they're great. It's like no time has passed since those shows ended.
Hmm.
New Rocco's Modern Life, basically he's been like in space for 20 years and he comes back and he's still stuck in the 90s and everybody else has moved on. And it's really cool. And
so, you.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. That's why I like this so much. And then Invader Zim's the same thing. Invader Zim, he's been hiding in a toilet laughing for 20 years.
For 20 years. Okay.
Waiting for his... Dude, it's great. If you haven't watched those shows, watch those shows, then watch the movies.
Because I didn't have cable, I always get Cartoon Network and Nickelodeon shows so mixed up.
Because you didn't watch either. Because
the only time I watched them was in like hotels or something.
You just sat at home and watched Dragon Tales all day or something.
Okay, it wasn't Dragon Tales. It was Wishbone.
I don't even know what that show is. I've never heard
of that.
You
know what that is.
I have never heard of that show.
Till just now?
Till just now.
What?
Never.
It was on the... It was on like PBS.
Of course it was.
And it was basically, it was this little dog who went and did a bunch of these like old like Beowulf and like a Don Quixote and did like reenacting those stories out.
That sounds like a PBS show, dude. That sounds stupid.
Yeah. It was a little dog who acts it all out. That and Arthur.
Oh my God. Was it a live action? It was like a little like Jack Russell Terrier.
Yes.
I have seen an episode of that. I do remember that. It was awful. Why did you watch that?
That's all I had. I had five channels. And it was that. And then it was like Arthur and...
Arthur's okay.
Doug, I think.
Doug was on Nickelodeon. So if you had Doug, you had better stuff.
Nope, wasn't that. And then like on Fridays, you had TGIF on like ABC. Watched like Boy Meets World and Step by Step and Family Matters. My parents wouldn't let me watch Sabrina, but...
What?
It's a witch.
Are you kidding?
They wouldn't let me watch The Simpsons either.
Dude, my parents, I watched a lot of Simpsons. In fact, the first 10, 15 seasons of The Simpsons, I've got stored right here pretty well verbatim because I've seen them so many times.
Really?
Yeah, I love The Simpsons.
Well, if this gives you any indication of what happened... So, first of all, I was just grounded a lot of my childhood. I didn't watch TV and I didn't play any games for most of my childhood because there was this one stretch of like 9 months where I literally was just straight up grounded from everything. It was just me in my room building things because that's all I was allowed to do. I was just in trouble all the time.
Were you building bombs? Is that why you can't get it grounded?
It was like Legos. And model airplanes.
Anyway, lame kid.
So, like, we got the Nintendo 64, and I got Bond. I played it for like 2 or 3 months, and then like my parents walked by one time watching and was like, nope, I'm not playing this anymore, and took it away. Like after 3 months of me playing it, I was like, dude, that was the worst thing you could possibly do. Because then all I wanted to do was play it.
That's awful.
So I only played it like at friend's house after that.
See, like my parents, I don't want to say I had bad parents because they're not bad parents. But my dad.
Let me start with this. They're not the worst.
Prefix that. My dad had some friends that were really into computers back in the day and like built their own and custom like built their fun gaming PCs and stuff and spent like $800 when CD-ROM drives first came out on a CD-ROM drive.
Whoa.
$800.
Now they like don't have CD-ROMs anymore.
They would come over and they would bring their computer or they would put it on our computer or we'd go to their house and my dad would drink with his friend and I'd just play his computer game. Dude, I was playing like the worst, murderous, horrible games.
Doom?
Oh, yeah. Oh, absolutely. They showed me Doom when I was like 6.
Do you remember was it Chex or a Waffle?
It was Chex.
Chex, and it was like Doom, but with Chex.
Yep.
And it came in a cereal.
It was one of the best games because it was free.
Chex Quest or
Chex
something?
Chex Quest, yeah. Dude, I played that a lot.
Me too. I love Chex Quest.
It's a good
game. The fact that it came in a cereal. What a good prize.
Why can't they do that anymore, dude?
I know. The stuff now is so lame. Like, here's some stickers.
We don't want to encourage kids to be obese. And it's like, you're not encouraging
them. And now there's no more like twist off the bottle cap or pull off a thing and see your what. You have to like put in a code now. You have to go online. It's like, I want the instant you're a winner and then go online to claim it.
Yeah.
I would rather that. Let me know I'm a winner right now. Yeah. Like all the, like Dana's been trying to win me an Xbox One at Taco Bell.
Oh yeah,
but
yeah.
You have to put in the code and then it like tells you
80 digits long.
Which I feel like it's cheating because they could easily just be like, "No, you're not the winner."
Yeah, that wasn't your code.
Yeah, this isn't it. Well, how do I know it wasn't it?
Yeah,
but if it was on the box, I would know.
I know, dude. I am 100% with you.
We are so off topic. Let's go back. So Nickelodeon, huh?
I've heard of it, I think.
So I think the biggest thing is that they're going to be making a SpongeBob spinoff. Told you about this last night.
Yeah.
And it's going to be centered around Squidward, probably the most annoying character on the show. You know, when they do spinoffs, it's almost always like the worst character they could do it on.
Yeah, but it's because they're presumably going to build a really solid supporting cast that you actually like.
Right. I wonder if it's going to be like young Squidward when he lived with like a bunch of the other squid, and like his rival with Squilliam.
His descent into horribleness.
But it's going to be like very musically oriented and all this other stuff. But I don't know. It's going to be a spinoff of SpongeBob.
It could be great, dude. I don't know.
And then I hope Netflix brings SpongeBob back on.
Yeah, they should. Yeah. They should bring back a lot of those shows. Because like I said,
all of them, really.
Angry Beavers was a fantastic show that they just kind of ended. Which, I don't know that this is accurate, but it's funny if it is true. My daughter told me this because we used to watch a bunch of 90s Nickelodeon shows. Angry Beavers, which was a great show, ended because they did an April Fool's joke episode where they said it was the end of their show and this was the finale and whatever, and it was going to be an April Fool's. But Nickelodeon had some clause at the time that because they wrote it that way and didn't say it was an April Fool's during that, they just shut the show down.
Whoops. Nice. So the Nickelodeon deal, the people said the overall deal was worth more than $200 million to Nickelodeon. So does that mean Netflix paid Nickelodeon $200 million to team up and bring them on board?
I would hope so, because Nickelodeon, realistically speaking, Nickelodeon is surviving solely on old content that people remember and love and kind of sort of SpongeBob. They don't really update it that often.
SpongeBob is their flagship.
They don't. I watch Nickelodeon occasionally and try to get my kids into their shows. And The Loud House is an okay show. But for the most part, their
show. The one where it's like, Loud House.
Yes.
That's annoying.
Dude, that's the best one they've got going outside of SpongeBob. Their shows are just kind of garbage now.
I don't know why I know that, but like, it's just over and over really annoyingly. Loud House. Loud House.
That's their theme song.
Stupid. Yeah.
I
hate it.
I didn't say the theme song was great.
And so, speaking of SpongeBob.
Oh, yeah, the movie.
First of all, let's talk about the style and what it's made. What's with that? It's like this.
I like it.
It's like a Pixar-y feel.
So,
but like, why? The last one did the same thing, Out of Water or whatever it was called. But the first one was all cartoon, just like the actual cartoon. Why are they doing this like Pixar-y thing all of a sudden and not staying with the cartoon that the TV show is?
The first one was a cartoon, but it was a completely different animation studio and looked very different than the actual cartoon.
It didn't look very different. It looked like more like HD of the cartoon is really what it looked like.
So then the second
one looked really good.
Yeah, I did too. The second one, I did not care for the animation a whole lot. This one, it does kind of feel Pixar-y, and I think that they're trying to go after that audience, and maybe that was an intentional, hey, we're going to go against Disney Plus.
It's like the same thing, but maybe just a little bit done better or something.
I think Klaus, when I was talking to him last night about it, kind of nailed it. It's like CGI'd claymation.
Basically, that's like, exactly what it is.
Like, claymation has this cool quality, but sometimes it just looks garbage, and this is like a very clean version of that, and right. I'm 100%.
It's like your computer took clay and made it.
I like it. I think it looks cool.
I can get over it. I know it looked freaking funny.
Yeah, Keanu Reeves. Dude, I love Keanu Reeves. Glad that he's back.
Yeah. Was there anybody in the second one? Famous people, because I know David Hasselhoff in the first one.
Hasselhoff was in the second one as well, briefly. He was. So was
I haven't seen the second one.
Dude, Antonio Banderas was the evil pirate through the whole movie. Yeah. He was obnoxious. The second movie was not great. I've seen
Best
it twice.
Antonio Banderas movie, go.
Desperado.
Yeah. Or Once Upon a Time in Mexico.
Yeah.
Or The Mask of Zorro.
No.
Or
Nasty's Aura was good, but not as good as the other two.
Original Sin. Or
no.
Shrek 2.
Yes. Yes. I'll give you that one.
Puss in Boots.
He was great as Puss in Boots. I'll give you that one.
I actually really like Antonio Banderas.
I don't dislike him.
He's really
him.
Good.
Yeah, I don't dislike him at all. He was not great
Dana
in that movie, though.
Hates Zorro.
Dude.
And she's like never even really seen it, first of all.
Okay, so this is not a sexist statement. Generally speaking.
Gonna put that out there.
Yeah. Generally Asterisk. Speaking, women hate Zorro. They just don't like that genre. The sword fighty, like the Shakespearean almost. The
Spaniard.
Like, yeah, I don't.
Really?
I don't know that I've met any women that like that. Because my mom hated watching
it. I love
it.
I think it's really good.
Dude, my mom hated watching it when I was a kid. And I wanted to watch Zorro.
I think so, the Mask of Zorro is really good.
I know.
I like it.
Just saying.
It was a good 90s flick. I think it was 1999.
Probably. Everything was 99.
Everything awesome was. Anyway. So yeah, Ryan.
No, that's not my name.
That is your name.
So today.
Well, hold on. I wasn't ready for that yet.
Oh, well.
We're not ready to go into that.
Well, I liked my
I was going to tell you, you love the show Gravity Falls, right?
Oh, my gosh. I love Gravity Falls. Did you start watching it yet?
It's on Disney Plus.
I know it is. I know that. So, okay. So, one thing that got me mad about Disney Plus that I forgot to mention last week. Gravity Falls is on there, which is fantastic because it's an amazing show. And if you haven't watched it yet, Steven and everyone else,
Steven,
watch it. It's amazing. It's hilarious. It's fun. It's good. It's kind of spooky. It's great. You'll love it. Your kids will love it
like
as well.
Casper spooky?
No. A little spookier than Casper.
Like Goosebumps spooky?
Close-ish. Not quite that spooky. It's fun.
Like Poltergeist spooky?
Yeah. Like somewhere around Ouija Origin of Evil. No. That movie was horrifying.
Like Hocus Pocus spooky?
Yes.
Okay.
Anyway, dude, I almost lost my train of thought because of you. I hope you're happy. I almost did.
Sorry.
They do have the original DuckTales, which I'm stoked about.
Yeah, they do.
But they don't have the new DuckTales, which is an amazing show. It's the same team that did Gravity Falls, and it is...
Is it still Disney, DuckTales, the new one?
Uh-huh. It's on Disney XD.
Well, they may bring it in. I'm sure that... Because they can't put all their stuff out all at the same time, because then if they did, they can't add things.
Yeah, no, I get that.
They got to be able to be like, next month...
You should watch...
Otherwise, they'd be like, next month, we've got all of our stuff that you didn't want to see.
Yeah.
So enjoy that.
Dude, you should watch Gravity Falls, and then you should go watch the new DuckTales, because it's great.
Under Wraps is not on there. That's a shame.
Yeah, yeah.
But you know what is?
You love that movie.
The Luck of the Irish. I think that's what it's called. Luck of the Irish? Or something like that. It's where the basketball... It's a Disney original movie.
Oh, gosh.
It was really stupid.
Why did you watch all of those terrible movies, but you didn't watch Nickelodeon and Cartoon Network shows?
Dude, just, you know, I don't know.
I hate everything about Young Stevie. Everything. I just... Yeah.
Dude, you were getting so mad at me yesterday.
I don't even remember why.
You like had hung the phone up on me.
I did hang the phone up.
There's so many things that Ryan has suggested that I need to watch and get to and just be about and love with him. And I just
for years
don't have time, mostly. But also, I end up just rewatching old things I've seen 100 times.
We've been friends and doing this podcast on and off for what, like, oh, actually probably close to 4 years, 3.5 years.
It's been that long.
It really has. And I've been suggesting stuff the whole freaking time.
And I watch a lot of them. Some of them.
Some of them. And some
10% of them.
Yeah. Some of them I've been suggesting since the beginning. And Steven told me yesterday that it was taking him forever. He was getting through it. He was almost done watching all of Home Improvement.
I can't.
Dude, I could have killed you. I could have.
I just need to go.
Yep, hung up on him. It's ridiculous. What are you doing?
Almost done. It's been taking me like 8 months.
That's
it's
so long.
It's because I can only watch like one episode a night, if that.
Why?
Because I am doing other things. I'm busy.
Busy being a disappointment. Gosh, this is terrible.
Well, it's me, Ryan.
Yeah.
Like I've seen probably The Office 4 times since you've met me.
That's ridiculous.
Over, and then probably Parks and Rec like 3 times over. So,
and I've asked you to watch a couple of shows and a couple of movies specifically the entire time, and you haven't done it.
It's true.
Yeah.
It's true.
It is very true. And I'm pretty sure you rewatch Game of Thrones before the season, every season for the last 3 years.
Okay. Well, we don't need to go into that.
Are we
I've seen The Mummy like probably 60 times.
Oh, my God. You probably have. Which is a perfect segue.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you didn't know. You didn't know. So today,
for Game Day Friday.
Yeah.
We need to get a theme song for that.
We do. I'm going to give Stevie a quiz because normally he gives them to me. Traditionally, if you've listened to our old episodes, Steven,
I'm
going to
be really mad if I don't get this.
Steven does absolutely awful at quizzes.
I can know everything about it, and the second you quiz me, I just forget.
Yeah, he's a bad test taker. Really bad. So I went through, and I was trying to find a quiz that, what would Stevie know really well? And I found one, and I didn't tell him what it was. Until
it's about The Mummy?
You just mentioned The Mummy. And the quiz is, The Mummy is the greatest movie of all time, but how well do you remember it?
Like the Brendan Fraser Mummy?
You tell me.
Yes. Okay. I'm so excited and ready now. Okay, let's do this.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
Question
Bring it
one.
On. How many questions are there?
I don't forget.
It says
know.
In the top right.
No, it doesn't. No, it really doesn't.
It should.
Yeah, well, it doesn't. So.
All right.
Eat it. What is this man's last name? It's Brendan Fraser.
O'Connell.
It is O'Connell. I'm not even going to give you choices on a lot of these just because I know you know it that well. How does the pharaoh ensure that no man touches his mistress, Anxu-Namun?
Anxu-Namun?
Yeah. That's what I just said.
How does he ensure that no one touches her?
Yes. I can actually give you...
Is it like the paint? Because like, they don't really say like...
Here we go. Locked her in a tower, forced her to be surrounded by guards at all times, had her put full body painted daily. He literally didn't care. He was chill as heck.
I'm going to do the body paint.
Okay. That is correct.
They've never said that, but I mean, when he touched her, that was how he knew.
Right. So, spell this man's name correctly. And it's Billy Zane.
Spell his actual name?
His
mummy
name. Yeah.
Okay. I-M-H. Wait, no, hold on. Yeah, I-M-H-O-T-E-P.
I'm going to go ahead before I even hit okay, and I'm pretty sure you're right, dude. Correct.
Yes.
Whew. What percentage of the treasure does the prison warden, Gad Hassan, agree to take in exchange for Rick's life?
25%.
That's correct.
It was 30. Then he took 25.
Then he took 25, yeah. How many children does Benny have? One,
he doesn't have
three,
any kids.
Five,
someday
or
he
none?
Might. Doesn't have any, but he might one day.
That's funny because at the bottom, after it says that. Hey, Benny, you're on the wrong side of the river. What is the only thing the mummy fears before he fully regenerates?
Kitty cats.
Kitty kitties. That's correct.
Because they're guardians of the underworld.
They are, which is also in quotes after that. Good job, Steven. What are the names of these nightmare-inducing bugs? I know you know what they are.
Scarab.
They're scarab beetles. I'm not even going to show you all of the answers. And finally, we're at the end already. This is a good quiz because it's short.
I've crushed it.
And finally, what is the correct Egyptian name for the bird, the stork,
Horus?
That Jonathan doesn't recognize in this book?
Oh, the bird, a stalk, Amenhotep?
Okay, here we go.
Yeah, what are the-
I'm going to reread it. And finally, what is the correct Egyptian name for the bird, the stork, that Jonathan doesn't recognize in this book? It's either Mao, Metophis, Papyrus, or Amenophis. I'll let you look at those for pronunciation's sake. I love when there's a super hard one at the end.
The A one there at the bottom.
Oh, the Amenophis. Correct!
Yeah!
Yeah!
Because it sounds, when they say it, it sounds something like a manifest or something like that.
Probably.
Is what how they say it.
Dude, 8 out of 8. Take that, ooh. Pembridge scholars.
Yeah.
You are the master, or should I say pharaoh, of all things mummery. You've seen this classic 100 times and know it like Evie knows, well, everything. Congrats. You're the best.
Thanks. If there's any quiz that I could have done well on, it would have been this one.
I know. Well, and that's why I picked it for your first quiz on here.
I'm so excited.
Because you'll never
Don't
do well again.
Don't expect that ever again.
I'm glad that my first quiz on here was a terribly hard one.
terribly
that,
hard.
That I wasn't going to do
really
well at.
Dumb and hard.
Okay.
Also, I forget what I was going to say. Oh, also, I knew that so well, I even said what they said back to you after you answered it right.
Yeah.
That's how well I knew it.
What was the quiz that I did that on? Because we had some quizzes early on that I've
taken a lot of quizzes.
Realistically, it was something stupid. It was like Robin Hood Men and Dines or something.
Probably what it was.
It was a horribly dumb quiz, but I did great at it.
Yeah. All right. So if you've noticed, the plan is we're posting these every Friday. Sometimes we don't record these on a Friday because time-wise.
Right.
But we are planning on doing at least every Friday. But we may have some bonus episodes here and there.
Just
be on the lookout for those.
Yeah, that's something we would like to do. My schedule absolutely sucks. And when my schedule doesn't suck, Stevie's does. Right. So
Ryan was like, hey, let's try to shoot for two a week. And I was like, let's shoot for one a week and bonus episode if we can get to it.
Yeah.
That's a much safer option.
Much safer.
Instead of pissing people off with, you're supposed to have two, and he only had one this week.
Yeah. Well, and Stevie is notorious for taking 8 weeks of vacation out of nowhere.
Whoa.
Dude, you're taking vacation again next week. Don't act like you're not.
Whoa.
Don't
I only
like.
Get. I only had 4 weeks this year.
And you took them all in the last six
yeah,
weeks.
Save them. Then you take it off, and then you leave everyone to do your work for you. Yeah.
Well, that's we're going to have another Restar Me episode. We haven't done Restar
There's another inside joke.
Yep.
There's no reason we shouldn't do episodes that way again.
Yeah. So if you don't know who Reese Darby is, you should look him up because he's a fantastically hilarious
actor. Watch Flight of the Conchords.
Yeah, no, yeah, you should watch that show anyways.
Honestly, you would know from the new Jumanji movie.
You would know him from that.
He's the non-playable character.
You would know him from Wrecked if you watch that show on TBS. You would know him from What We Do in the Shadows, the movie.
Ryan does a great Reese Darby impression.
I'm not doing it right now.
And you should do something of it.
It's going to show up in a future episode because I was doing it in the car the other day. It just randomly popped in my head. I was like, oh my gosh, I haven't done that in forever.
Well, Reese may come in and do an episode for us.
Yeah. Or at least be a guest.
Yeah. Yeah.
God help you if Steven ever does impressions.
And then if I do an impression of Ryan, it's usually just Keanu showing up.
A really high Keanu Reeves.
A Keanu from
Bill and Ted?
Yeah, Bill and Ted.
Yeah.
That's supposed to be coming soon.
Apparently that's what I sound like. I don't know.
Hey, I'm Ryan.
Yeah, it's definitely what I sound like all the time.
I'm going to have you do a mummy trivia today. That's you.
So if you're not sure where to find us for future episodes, if we haven't completely scared you off.
So stupid.
Spotify, iTunes, iHeartRadio, thenerdversation.blogspot.com. Rock 98.5.
Obviously. A lot of you probably will see it on there.
Yeah.
On our Facebook page and stuff. So.
Yeah. Or rock985.com.
Yeah. So we're all over. Just Google Nerd for Station. You'll find us.
You will.
Let us know if there's something you want us to discuss, some things happening you want us to talk about.
Or if you
talk about those things.
You disagree with our opinions or have your own that you'd like us to interact with. Mm-hmm. That's cool too.
You can either do that on our Facebook or you can find us on the Rock Facebook or wherever.
Stevie's usually pretty good at following up on those things. I am much less good at it because I do other stuff for us.
Because you refuse to be on social media.
No, I just don't ever get on Facebook.
That's true.
I'm on Instagram a lot, though. So
why?
Because I can post my paintings there.
Have you done one recently?
Yeah, I just finished one the other day.
You haven't showed me?
Oh, I've got lots on there. I'll show you after here because I can't show you on air. So
describe it. All right.
Well,
we're Nerdversation.